Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held cups standing with his hand on his car.
Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Ramon Ray. Ramon is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a new book called The Celebrity CEO. Ramon, I need your website, please.
Absolutely, Jim. RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com, or SmartHustle.com. Thank you so much, Jim.
SmartHustle.com. Yeah, absolutely, folks. Check him out. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Ramon, we're talking about innovation. We're talking about what gets in the way of innovation, why innovation is essential. If you're not innovating, and it's not just about innovation, Ramon, if you're not innovating in your small business in little tiny little ways here and there, if you're not innovating, you will be run over by the people who are. And innovation, you can't just be innovative. You have to have an innovative culture in your company, don't you?
Well, I feel like going to church right now, Jim. But absolutely, I will say amen. For sure, Jim. It is so important. And I think that we talked the first half, I think you have the innovation with the economy and how policies can affect that negatively or enhance it. But even in our businesses, absolutely, Jim, COVID is old news by now, but it's still going to impact many, I think, for the foreseeable future. We must keep innovating. As you know, I had Survive and Thrive Summit. Survive and moving to thrive, Jim. So even me, I don't have a $1 billion company with thousands of people. I have a small business. But every week, every month, every quarter, our team thinks, what can we change? What can we do? How can we do better?
How can we make it better? That's exactly right. And, folks, he walks the talk. He's not just talking about it. I've seen him evolve and grow his company and shift and pivot and grow. And Ramon knows what he's talking about. Ramon, one of the things I want to point out, though, and this is really important, I think, we've seen the two examples of innovation being let free and the innovation being stifled. And folks, I just have to call it like it is. This is not about politics, it's about policy. During the Biden economy, which is he claims it now, during the Biden economy we had record regulations and tax increases, and Main Street had languished for 7 years. The seven last years of those two terms, Main Street economy languished. All small business owners know about this. While the stock market went crazy, that tells you the stock market doesn't care about regulations. But Ramon, and again, this is just about policy. In the last 4 years, this is a matter of record. Regulations have been record low. We also had a tax cut. And in that era, that 4 years, stock market was record. Main Street was record. Record unemployment, record people working. So the two can work together. What's wrong with the picture? Regulations. What we started talking about.
And I think
when you overregulate innovators, you get a weaker economy. And Main Street small businesses hurt first. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. And I think the reason why we're saying this, why this is so important, I know it's important for you, but especially for me, Jim, because sometimes I don't touch on this, is because this is why America, the country I love, is so powerful and amazing. And I think that no matter how you vote, again, we can get into your politics, your religion, all these things. Another day, another show. But for this, for your business, if you want business to grow, we have to always think about letting Main Street thrive through innovation, less regulation, et cetera. And as you said, Jim, you said it best. I just want to underline it. The big, 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 big companies, Wall Street will do what it does, which is some indicator. But for Main Street, you have
Remember, corporate America is no longer America. I'm calling it global corporate, not corporate America. I've written a piece that I haven't published yet, and I'm calling it global corporate. Because so many of these companies, the lion's share of their revenue and profit come from other parts of the world. They're based here. They were founded here. Their headquarters is here. They call themselves American companies, but Ramon, they're really not.
That's a good point.
And you and I are planted.
American company.
Ramon, you and I are planted in the ground.
Right.
We got nowhere to hide.
That's true.
Right?
And I think that's the beauty of the differentiation, because the true Main Street small business we're talking to is the tailor down the block. is Becky who has a muffin shop, is the local accounting firm.
That's exactly
right. The big billion-dollar corporation that's really global, to your point, they have a lot of other masters, whether it's the big company country in China, in Asia, or whether it's some alliance in Europe. They have a lot of other masters that they're worried about, not just us.
That's exactly right. And they have enough money to manipulate Washington and Brussels and Paris and London and Beijing. They have enough money to manipulate that for their own benefit. They do it. It's legend. It's stuff of legend. You and I don't. We have no power. All we can do is our power is we have the key to our back door that we can come in. We have the ability to turn our lights on. Let people in.
And even them, Jim, sometimes we're not even wanted.
That's exactly right.
So we walk in.
But I think you brought this up, and I'm so glad you did. Folks, there's no confusion about what makes Main Street strong, and it is not things that sound like socialism. Last thoughts, Ramon.
That's right. I think it's 100% for sure. And I think, as we said before, I just want to underline that Jim and I both want to take care of the poor, want to take care of the disadvantaged, for sure.
That's
but
right.
But a small portion of those people can only thrive if we have innovation.
God help the poor if we don't have small businesses. God help the poor.
Absolutely.
Because the other people won't do what we do. Not the millions of small business owners. Hey, Ramon, I need your website one more time, please.
Absolutely. RamonRay.com or SmartHustle.com. And, Jim, thanks for all you do for us small businesses.
Come back soon, Ramon. We can't do without you. We always get smarter when Ramon Ray joins us, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out online. You'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.